We were in shells yesterday. We'll be in shells tomorrow, getting ready for a little scrimmage this weekend. But hot like always, nice and clear, and another chance to kind of, you know, get things in line.
A lot of pressure on the O-line, a lot of talk about the O-line, whether they're moving parts around. But overall, the offense, how smooth is it coming together for you guys training camp?
I'd say we're nowhere near where we want to be. You can see it coming along. You can see guys, myself included, moving better, playing faster. We're still working on timing. We're still working on getting in and out of the huddle faster, getting lined up faster, maintaining our tempo through the heat. So that'll come with time. You know, thanks to the gracious NFL, we have 30 more of these, and I can't wait for each one of them.
Brian, there's a little popping of the pads today, a little more popping.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's only what this will be day three of pads, so guys are getting more comfortable with them. They're moving quicker in them. They're reacting to the ball, so there's more bang bang plays, and that way, you know, you'll hear the little pads cracking a little more.
You guys were a little bit lighter at the position at wide receiver with a couple guys sitting out, but it seems like it talks to the depth that you guys have at the position. Maybe talk about, is this one of the groups, better groups that you've worked with?
Depth wise, absolutely. I think that we're able to have guys jump in and jump out and hopefully not miss a beat. I wouldn't say we're there yet, but I think that's the overall goal. We have a great competition going on in the wide receiver room. To be blunt, guys know that. They should know that. And competition breeds better play. So, I think to me that's it's a good situation.
Brian, are you at the point yet where
wide receiver, is this – is this the deepest part of the team, do you think, the most talented part of the team?
That's up to interpretation. I think that our defense is doing a great job. I think our DBs are flying around. I think that to be a championship team, and later in the season, you got to have that kind of depth. So to only have it in one position and to ask about one position would be a fault. Oh, we're still learning. I think overall we kind of know it. It's just, a lot of the routes will have conversions, so now you're going against a defense. If you're out there on air, it's pretty easy at this point. But I think now we're getting more defensive looks. They're installing more defense and more conversions, more changing routes, more timing. Again, not running on air. So that's really where the learning curve is. And I think that being day, five or six, whatever it is, I think we're on good pace.
You mentioned 30-some-odd days.
Yeah.
Four preseason games enough to get an offense completely together?
Plenty. Probably too much, but at this point, that's another whole other story.
Ryan, you see Ryan like waving his hands a lot, moving guys. Is that normal or is that?
Say it again. What was that?
See Ryan like waving his hands a lot, moving guys. Is that normal?
No, I think that's a problem with either getting lined up, receivers or tight ends or running backs. Ryan shouldn't need to be doing that. I hope that it's coming from maybe a younger guy, but to be blunt, everyone in this offense is new to, so there's really no excuse. I don't care how old you are. You might have had a couple week, waiting for the draft and behind the veteran guys, per se. But I think overall, we're basically all on the same note. We're all learning a new offense. So, as far as mentally, there should not be a gap.
What do you like most about the offense? Is it the tempo?
Yeah, I would say the array of routes. I would say the combinations are something that, and teaching points, and they don't be the same kind of routes, but the teaching points are different. And something I haven't been a part of, so there's a learning curve for me, and I'm owning it, and I'm embracing it. So again, I think the way we do things and the pace at which we do it, there's a lot of talk about pace, but that's a very big part of this offense, rightfully so. But I think overall, like you said, the combination of routes, and then how you call them back to back, and in the series of routes, that's what's most important, I think. Being able to follow up a play with another play is a skill, and I think Coach Leiters does a good job with it.
Do you think your spacing is a lot different because of the route changes?
Spacing can kind of only go so much. I think how you get to that spacing is probably changing, but most routes you're going to have a high, low, medium. You're going to have a crosser. You're going to have someone that's holding the flat defender. So I think the spacing is generally the same, but how you get to those spacings is probably what's different.
By your motion?
Yes.
There's a very short list of receivers in this franchise that have gone over 1,000 yards three straight years. Is that something that you've thought about at all?
I think there has been none, actually.
Right.
I do not know. Thanks for telling me. But, at this point, that's just so far. It's just so out in the distance. I'm not really concerned about that. I'm making some errors on you know, day in, day out. I made a couple. I think maybe today was my cleanest day, but I think overall I'm just worried about being error-free and catching every football.
Physically, though, you feel as good as you ever have?
It's the first week of camp. Ask me in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What do you think of your previous two seasons? I mean, speaking of the possibility of getting three consecutive 1,000-yard seasons, the previous two have been good, outstanding. How would you classify?
I mean, you guys are the professionals. You guys should tell me how good I did, because I don't know.
Pretty damn good.
Well, right.
Don't ask me. No sarcasm.
How do you feel about how you did, though?
I think they've been my most productive. So I think, you know, this is a production-based league, and numbers kind of usually – numbers don't lie. I mean, over a game, you might have a game where it's like, oh, you know, he didn't play as good as numbers said, or maybe he played better than his numbers said. But over a season's time, I think that typically numbers don't lie. But I think in the end – also another number is I haven't been in the playoffs, so that's one thing I want to change.